This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, we've had a pretty good time previewing all of these conference tournaments. The big one is the Big 12 in Kansas City. They are loaded with good teams. As we continue along on our previews, let's go to our Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Drivers who switch today save with Progressive nearly $700 on average. And Jordan Guskey joins us from the Topeka Capital Journal on the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. How are you, Jordan?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Like I was saying earlier, this is a conference that has got like 6 21 teams or 5 21 teams. They are loaded with top 25 teams. What's the main storyline, though? What is what people are looking out for in the Big 12 tournament?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just a matter of who emerges. I mean, I know Kansas came out with the Big 12 regular season title by a game over Texas, but these teams really beat up on each other over the course of the season. I think you could see, you know, as many as 5 teams, maybe more, as potential contenders to win this, while in some conferences, you know, that might not be the case.
We haven't seen a team repeat as the NCAA champions. Kansas is in a position to do that, especially with Jalen Wilson. How good are the Jayhawks? And we always talk about how good they are, but how is this version?
Yeah, you know, I think it might not be, you know, the same look as last year's team that won a national championship, but, you know, you can't fault the team for doing as well as it has, regardless. You know, the resume, as you alluded to, that it's put together, as many quad one wins as it has, you know, the amount of wins in the Big 12 it has, you know, it's still a really good team with a lot of different talent. Jalen Wilson, you know, certainly leads that. Grady Dick, a great freshman addition, and Dewan Harris, Kevin McCullough, two of the best defenders, you know, in the country.
Texas went through their problem with Chris Beard, but Rodney Terry has gotten this team rolling. But they have been struggling in the last few games, losing a couple of games just before this tournament. Overall, a team with Marcus Carr, what are the Longhorns? How do they look coming into this tournament?
Yeah, you know, I think they're going to come in with a lot of momentum after beating Kansas to end the regular season on Senior Day. So I think that matters a lot. Yeah, they've lost some games over the course of the season, but like you mentioned, I think it's really big that Rodney's been able to keep this team going with all the turmoil that they had to go through earlier on this season. And I think it's pretty, you know, remarkable with all that adversity that they're still able to be in this position, regardless of the talent they have. You know, it's still a lot to work through.
Let's talk about a team that's kind of on the bottom end of the conference, but they came off a win yesterday, and that's West Virginia and Bob Huggins. You know, their record may not be great, but people do have them in the tournament. They do have them in the bracket. What's the situation with the Mountaineers? Did they need to win some games here, and are they in this tournament, or do they need some work to do with the Big 12?
I think they're on the right side of the bubble at this point, but you know, obviously a win against Kansas would have pretty much solidified it, I'm sure. But
sure.
I think at this point they're pretty much fine, because I don't think you can really fault them for losing a neutral site game against Kansas.
Right. How deep is this conference in terms of Selection Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I think they're pretty safely at 7. Whether or not they get to 8, I'm not sure. It seems like people are a little down on Oklahoma State right now, although winning last night against Oklahoma probably, you know, helps them a good bit. But I think they're pretty safely at 7, just a matter of whether or not they can get to 8.
That's great if they could get 8. That's 80% of the teams in the conference getting to the NCAA tournament. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Let's talk about some other teams that are ranked in the top 25. Let's talk about Baylor, for example. Let's give us an idea on the Bears.
Yeah, you know, a lot of talent, probably the best backcourt in the country with, you know, Cryer and Flagler and George. You know, obviously gave Kansas trouble the first half of the game in Lawrence and really all game when they were in Waco. So, you know, a really great backcourt. I think it's a matter of how much the rest of the team can supplement that. So it's not on those three guys' shoulders. Across this tournament into, you know, the NCAA tournament, but definitely a team that opponents should be worried about. A very tough 4 seed for sure.
Kansas State lost their regular season finale to West Virginia, but they had a 5-game win streak leading up to them. They've been a team that's been in the top 25. They've got over 20 wins this season. So a little look on the Wildcats. Are they strong at the guard position? Are they strong in other areas?
Well, yeah, I mean, they've got a couple all Big 12 guys in Noel and Johnson. So I think that's definitely a team the teams are going to have to think about. You know, obviously they beat Kansas in overtime at their place. Kansas was able to get them back here, but you know, that's a team that, you know, had a real shot at the Big 12 regular season title earlier on this year. They had the coach of the year for the Big 12, well-earned for Jerome Tang after spending so much time at Baylor. So definitely another great team that teams are going to have to go up against.
We talk about this a lot in sports, you know, iron sharpen iron, that old cliche. But how much of that can you account on the Big 12? How tournament ready a lot of these teams are by going through? Some of these teams were playing ranked teams for like four straight games.
Yeah, you know, I think Jalen Wilson said it really well the other day, looking back to last year, where they were in some battles in the NCAA tournament, but it wasn't like they were new to those kind of situations because of how many battles they went through in the Big 12. And I think that really speaks to, like you mentioned, iron sharpens iron. I think that example really showcases just how much this conference can help teams be prepared for some really tough, you know, NCAA tournament games.
Where is the feeling with this conference? I mean, this is a larger picture question rather than this tournament, but a larger picture question. How does the conference, how is it feeling knowing that there's some of these other teams that are going to be coming in next year? Yes, they are going to lose Texas and Oklahoma, but they've got these other teams. Is there a feeling like that's too big of a shoe to fill, or are they feeling like, no, we're, you know, this is what you do. You grab other markets, you grab other teams, and we feel like things are going well.
Yeah, you know, I think the brand loss in losing Texas and Oklahoma is definitely going to hurt, you know, just with how big Texas and Oklahoma are. You know, really, you really can't avoid that. But in terms of the quality of the programs that are coming in, you know, at least especially for men's basketball, I mean, Houston's potentially a one seed in the NCAA tournament. They're one of the new teams coming in. Cincinnati's been really good. So I think in terms of the actual, you know, competition of the conference, you know, losing those teams isn't great, but you're definitely bringing in some talent as well. And some programs that are on the uptick.
Iowa State and TCU, give me your two thoughts on those two teams.
Yeah, TCU just always seems dangerous. I know they don't have Eddie right now with what he's dealing with and what that team's dealing with, you know, a little bit of turmoil right now ahead of the Big 12 tournament, but that team is always dangerous. It's with Mike Miles and Manuel Miller and you know, Baugh. So that's a dangerous team. And Iowa State, you know, is another team that, you know, really handled Kansas when they played in Ames. So I think if you're able to beat Kansas, you're a pretty formidable team, you know, anywhere.
This is a great tournament. It's underway right now. It'll continue through the weekend in Kansas City. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You got it. And that is Jordan Guskey, Topeka Capital Journal, on the Big 12 tournament. And like I said, these are the ranked teams of Kansas, Texas, Baylor, TCU, Kansas State, Iowa State. You've got Oklahoma State that won. You got West Virginia that won. This could be a 8-team conference with 10 of them. But I think the larger picture is always going to be, where is this conference heading, right, without Texas and Oklahoma? And like you mentioned, here comes Houston. They'll likely be the number one overall seed, continuing what Kelvin Sampson has been building. The Cincinnati Bearcats have been pretty good at basketball. They'll be coming in. And so I don't think you're going to – I think that that you can't help but lose when you have a program like Texas and Oklahoma come out of your conference. I mean, you're not going to replace them with, no matter how good Houston is, no matter how good Cincinnati could be, no matter how good UCF is going to be, whatever these teams are going to be added in, and they're already talking about adding another one. Texas is just too big of a program. Like, you're not replacing them with Houston, right? As good as Houston is today, you're not talking about the long-term legacy of what the Texas Longhorns are. Same thing with Oklahoma. And in basketball, yeah, it's a little different than football, but the brand is suffering when you lose two incredibly large programs like that. But the name of the game is survival, right? The name of the game is survival and see where it goes. You know, we were just talking about Jim Boeheim a little bit, and Boeheim was part of the coaches that had to, the old Big East coaches that had to watch their team go from Big East school to ACC school because of football. They had to move because of football. Football ruled the roost. So the good old days of the Big East were being changed. And the Big East lost a lot of these football programs, and they're no longer – they're off to other – you know, Louisville's in the ACC, Boston College is in the ACC, Syracuse is in the ACC, Maryland was in the ACC, now in the Big Ten, because football was ruling things. And it's the same thing here. Texas and Oklahoma are moving because of football. And basketball is sort of the side thing that gets damaged because of it. But in the end, it's a football runs NCAA college athletic. That's how these things are determined. But that being said, you have to adapt to the changes. And in basketball, the Big East did just fine, right? The Big East found its niche in non-football level, you know, schools. They found their niche in that. And now they're a Power Six. They're part of that. Now, the Big 12 is always going to be a football conference with great basketball attached to it, right? But in the end, the Big 12 wants, like all the other conferences, to have its football programs buffed up. They want the presence in football. It's nice when Kansas wins a national championship. It's nice when Baylor is playing for one and winning one. It's nice when Texas is good at basketball. But you know what? The dynamics of conferences is going to be around football, right? That's it. It's going to be around football. But as far as college basketball goes, right, the Big 12 can still look sharp without a Texas and Oklahoma, even if Texas is in the top five, top 10. But it's football that's where it's going to matter most. So it's survival, and they're adding some teams that will help them survive. They're going to be around. They're not going to be defunct. We're not going to remember the good old days of the Big 12 and wonder what happened to it. It found its way to survive, even losing two juggernaut programs. All right, coming up, we will talk more about the college basketball tournaments and getting back into the NFL as we continue.